Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Verão. O verão é uma das quatro estações do ano caracterizada por ser a estação mais quente. Neste período, as temperaturas permanecem elevadas e os dias são mais longos do que os dias de outras estações. Geralmente, o verão é também o período do ano reservado às férias. O verão do Hemisfério Norte é chamado de verão boreal e o do Hemisfério Sul é chamado de verão austral. O verão boreal tem início com o solstício de verão do Hemisfério Norte, que acontece cerca de 21 de junho e termina com o equinócio de outono nesse mesmo hemisfério por volta de 23 de setembro. O verão austral tem início com o solstício de verão do Hemisfério Sul, que acontece cerca de 21 de dezembro e finda com o equinócio de outono por volta de 20 de março, nesse mesmo hemisfério. Nos tempos primitivos, era comum dividir o ano em cinco estações, sendo o verão dividido em duas partes. O verão propriamente dito, tempo quente e chuvoso, e o estio, de tempo quente e seco, palavra da qual deriva o termo estiagem. Atualmente, usa-se o termo estio para um período de seca e também como um sinónimo para verão.
Hi everyone! My name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães, and I'm here today to present you a new article. The new article is about summer, in Portuguese, verão, and I'm here with James to read out the article and to analyze it. Shall we get started, James?
Yep, I'm ready.
Perfect.
So, we'll start with the first paragraph. O verão é uma das quatro estações do ano, caracterizada por ser a estação mais quente.
Estação. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Estação. Estação. That's very Portuguese, this estação. Okay, did you understand the general idea of this first sentence?
Yes, well, as the subject is around verão, so summer.
Exactly.
I can understand that it's saying that it's one of the four seasons.
Correct. So this expression, estações do ano, is an interesting expression because estações can also mean like a train stop, yes?
Yep.
So in this case, is an expression, as we highlighted in our grammar highlights, and estações do ano means, as you said and very well said, seasons. So it's just to as a quick note about this word estações, mm-hmm. that with do ano is an expression, it means season. Also, a estação, as it says, caracterizada por ser a estação, in this context, is the season, but in any other context can be, or in the context of a train, comboios, can be a estação, a train stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Good.
Yes. And of course, it's also saying the characteristic is that it's the warmest.
The warmest,
the
mais
warmest
quente.
Season.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, correct. Very good.
Okay. Neste período.
Período.
As temperaturas permanecem elevadas e os dias são mais longos do que os dias de outras estações.
Outras estações.
Outras estações.
Muito bem. Então, percebeste? Did you understand?
So neste período, is like in this period. So
in this period.
The season, the summer.
Correct, yeah.
The temperatures are warmer and the days are longer than other seasons.
Very good. So this permanecem,
it
means like it keeps the same temperature, like in these high temperatures. It keeps like permanecer is when, so is a character, in Portuguese permanecer is a bit more than keeping. It's like someone or something keeps this the same stage,
like
you know, state
maintains
mm-hmm. exactly. This maintains, I think, is a really good translation.
Mm-hmm.
These high temperatures, yeah.
Okay.
And os dias são mais longos. That's mm-hmm. that's understandable.
Yes, the long days.
In comparison
to the other seasons.
Ah, very good. Mm-hmm. Well understood.
Geralmente, o verão é também o período do ano reservado às férias.
Muito bem. Percebeste? Did you understand
yes,
the sentence?
Yes, I believe so. So generally in the summer, mm-hmm. it's also a time that's taken or reserved for holidays.
But well mm-hmm. understood. Good. Mm-hmm. So shall we continue?
Okay.
Muito bem.
O verão do hemisfério norte é chamado de verão boreal
uhum.
e o do hemisfério sul é chamado de verão austral.
So, those terms, verão boreal e verão austral, they are like scientific terms.
Yes, yeah, so not normal day-to-day, so much more, for scientific.
Exactly, mm-hmm. so it's just... as we will see in the next, or read in this case, in the next sentences, it's just to distinguish between the summer in the North Hemisphere and the summer in the South Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why they have these names. Yeah, but besides that, did you understand the sentence?
Yes, it's quite clear. Just basically saying, like you just said, in the north, it's northern
hemisphere.
It's named
Verão Boreal.
Verão Boreal. In the southern hemisphere, it's named Verão Austral.
Wonderful. Mm. That's it, yeah.
O Verão Boreal tem início com o solstício de verão do hemisfério norte que acontece cerca de 21 de junho e termina com o equinócio de outono nesse mesmo hemisfério, por volta de 23 de setembro.
Muito bem. Well read. So, as we said previously, the verão boreal is... In what hemisphere?
For the northern hemisphere.
And starts with this solstício de verão. Mm-hmm. In English, solstice.
Summer solstice. Yes.
That normally celebrate in this place in England.
In Stonehenge.
Exactly. So they do a sort of ritual. Anyway, mm-hmm. it's just an example. And it normally acontece... Mm-hmm. Acontecer comes from the verb acontecer, and it means it occurs, it happens
mm-hmm.
around circa approximately the 21st of June. Yeah. I don't know if can vary, why can vary, maybe due to the very every according to the number of days or
mm-hmm.
the sun position. I don't know. I leave this for the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
But normally is on the 21st of June, and it termina. Percebes o termina?
So, like, finishes.
Finishes mm-hmm. in the autumn equinoctium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nesse mesmo hemisfério. That means.
In the northern hemisphere, the same as what we're just speaking about, the same hemisphere.
The same hemisphere, yeah. Mm-hmm. Por volta, also approximately, mm-hmm. once again, can vary according
so
to
por volta is like cerca.
Cerca is the same, the 23 de setembro. So,
okay.
Yeah?
Yes. O verão austral tem início com o solstício de verão do hemisfério sul, que acontece cerca de 21 de dezembro e finda com o equinócio de outono por volta de 20 de março nesse mesmo hemisfério.
Ok, so it's the same information,
yes,
but now talking about
the southern hemisphere.
Southern hemisphere, hemisfério sul. So,
yes.
É mais ou menos a mesma informação. It's more or less the same information. However, I would point out this finda, that comes from the verb findar, the infinitive of the verb finda, findar, and it means, or it's a synonym of terminar. So it finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When it finishes, in the equinócio do outono, which in the southern hemisphere is on the approximately again on the 20th of March.
Uh-huh.
March. Yeah?
Okay.
It's all clear here?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. So, shall I continue?
Okay. So, the last paragraph. Nos tempos primitivos era comum dividir o ano em cinco estações, sendo o verão dividido em duas partes. O verão propriamente dito, de tempo quente e chuvoso, e o estio, de tempo quente e seco, palavra de qual deriva o termo estiagem.
Muito bem. Did you understand the idea?
So could you explain this first expression?
Yeah, the tempos primitivos is like a long time ago, like,
so in the past, in the history,
in the history,
okay.
Like remote history,
okay, the far, okay, the primitive,
yeah. Primitive
okay.
era, yeah, of course, is a large period.
Mm-hmm.
Era comum dividir o ano em cinco estações, so it was common to divide the year and into five seasons,
okay.
Yeah. In this case, in sendo o verão dividido em duas partes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
You understand? So
the summer was in two pieces.
Divided into parts.
Two parts.
Yeah? So
yes.
O verão propriamente dito is the verão itself. Yeah? De tempo quente e chuvoso. Yeah? So
it's a warm and
rain.
Wet season.
Correct. Yeah. Within the summer.
Yes.
What hot and wet. E o estio, de tempo quente e seco. So to designate a period that was really, really hot and dry. Yeah. And in the article they add this this part, which is just a curiosity. So palavra da qual, so o estio, palavra da qual deriva o termo estiagem. Palavra da qual deriva means the word where the term estiagem comes from.
It's the origin or origin, where it derived from.
Derived from, mm-hmm. So estio, or in this case estiagem comes from estio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the last sentence. Atualmente usa-se o termo estio para um período de seca e também como um sinônimo para verão.
Good. So, it's quite easy to understand, I think.
So, I mean, currently this
currently,
word estio
yeah, nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Is used to refer to this period of dry.
Correct.
Dryness or also just summer in general.
As a synonym for summer.
A synonym for summer.
It's not so too much used, but maybe for those who are meteorologists, they can designate so
okay.
more in a scientific way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall here, you know, common people in day-to-day life use these words, unless they are explaining
something about the dry season.
Yeah? Okay.
Good. Did you like the article?
Yes, it was very nice. It had a few new words, but also it was quite easy to read, and the structure was quite nice, repetitive, easy to practice.
So we would say that that's an easy one.
Yes, I would rate it like that. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So thank you, James.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I hope you like it. For the grammar highlights, please make sure to check out our website, portuguesefromportugal.com. Enjoy the summer, o verão, e até a próxima. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website, portuguesefromportugal.com, for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.